standing just above the hum of the engines on the boat, the Princess Catherine. We're about to travel upriver, which is kind of nice on a day like today. And I've bumped into a guy who calls himself a science busker. What's your name, sir?
My name is David Price.
And what does a science busker do?
Science buskers take everyday objects and try and reveal the science behind them. And more than that, actually show how people can incite, evoke the science out of them very easily themselves. It's bringing the it's bringing science into the everyday world.
So you've got to know a little bit about physics, a little bit about chemistry, a little bit about biology, all the facets of science, haven't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Probably mostly physics, I have to say.
So you just take everything back to the molecular level and then it's easy?
Well, this is it. But you know, physics is so much, it's the science of doing things.
Mm. So give me an example.
Right, okay, well...
Shall I take something out of my pocket?
Yes.
Okay.
Take something out of
your I'm
pocket.
Reaching into my pocket. The only hand that's free is unfortunately my money pocket. I'm going to take out this.
Right,
You know what it is, don't you?
We have a clip here. I think a money clip.
Yes.
We're right on that. And quite a hard object. And if I find something similarly hard here and tap, we're into the world of sound. We're into the world of vibrations. We're into the world of harmonics, frequencies, and just how incredible sound science can be. And you often find that busking, a sound is a really rich source of busking, because as I said before, people can then go home and have a think about what you did and thought, hold on, well, I've got something in my living room or in my kitchen or in my bedroom or in the garage that could do just that, and then go and try it themselves, which is the whole point.
What kind of things are you likely to find on the boat?
On the boat, we're likely to find people, pencils, paper, shoes, lots and lots and lots and lots of sound. I've just seen an apple there. We'll try and get something. But I've brought
a natural science.
But I bring a lot of kit myself.
Gotcha.
to extend the place wherever we start.
So can you explain to me how lead gets into a pencil, or is that more engineering?
Find out for homework. I actually know, but I've forgotten.
Because I've never really thought about it until you pointed out those pencils over there.
Graphite.
Oh, it is graphite, it's not lead.
Yes.
So is that safer to eat?
That would be... I wouldn't recommend eating it. Probably wouldn't do you much harm.
A lot of people lick their pencil.
They say that sort of thing, carbon, rich sort of... Yeah. Rich forms of carbon like that can be quite good if you've got an upset tummy. But I'm not recommending that people chew their pencils.
Where does your knowledge of science come from, and what's your favourite field?
My knowledge of science comes from... Well, you say I'm a big fraud. I'm in the way of being a big fraud. Because I
have getting to the roots of it.
No science training whatsoever.
Wow.
I worked at a wonderful institution called the Museum of Science and Industry for a long, long time. It's now called MOSI. And really, really got into this very, very interactive, very accessible way of communicating science. And found... amazingly, that when I started talking about things, people started to listen. And then I went as far as I could in the museum and then joined an incredible company who I work for this day called Science Made Simple. Remember the name of that company, people? You will hear of us again. Science Made Simple. And that is what we try to do. We have two mission statements. I have two mission statements. To inspire the next generation, to inspire the scientists and engineers of tomorrow, and to act as a science translation service for the public. I'll now breathe.
That is brilliant. It's nothing better than getting us all to get back into that mindset we are when we're very young children and asking more questions.
Absolutely. The great thing that busking can do, that science communication can do, is remind people how to play with things. To play whether you're 4 years old or to play if you're 84 years old, it's a state of mind. We are all so capable of learning. If we, you know, human beings didn't decide, natural selection did not decide on play as the best way for human beings to learn things for no reason. It decided on it because it's the best way for us to learn.
Brilliant. I'm going to play some more, and I look forward to hearing what you're doing on the boat in a little bit. I think we're about to set off soon.
I think we are.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for interviewing me. Thank you.
Is there a URL for Science Made Simple?
There is indeed. It's www.sciencemadesimple.co.uk.
Thank you.
Thank you.